Gimel Mishnah Yin Aleph. Hamafkin Mos Eitzel Shulchani. If a person leaves money by a money changer, Im Tzurim Heim, if it's tied up, Lo Yishtamash Bahen. The money changer should not touch it. Because when we say tied up here, we mean that it's tied up with a real distinguished knot, a different knot that sort of indicates that somebody's, it's almost like a simon, and it's a sign that you shouldn't be touching it, and that the person that made this knot does not want the money changer to touch it, like Tesiantiv points out. Lefikachim avdu einu chayv b'achriyusan. Therefore, if it gets lost, you're not chayv in the achrayus. You're not responsible. Mutarin. If it's not tied up that way, it's not knotted, so distinguished. Yishtamish bahen. You can use it. The shomer can use it. Lefikachim avdu chayv b'achriyusan. Therefore, if it gets lost, he's chayv and it's in the achrayus. So the Rav points out a distinction that if he doesn't use it at all, because of the fact that he could use it, that's a benefit that makes him into a shomer sachar. Why? Because a shomer sachar means a person leaves over something by somebody else and he pays that person to watch it for it. He gets a schar for watching it. This guy, what's the money changer's schar? The money changer's schar is he has the access and the ability to use this money that he's watching to give people change. That's his benefit. So he's a shomer sachar and he's chayv in Geneva and Aveda. But if he actually uses it, then he's even more. Then he becomes a shoel. Then he becomes somebody that's borrowing. And a shoel, we're the most machmer with, he's chayv even on onsin. Eitzel balabayis, but if you just leave money by a balabayis that he should watch it for free, bein tzurun uvein mutarim lo yishtamash behen. The balabayis should not use it at all. He's not a money changer. There's no reason to assume that the guy that owns the money wants him to use the money. Lefikachim avdu einu chayv b'achriyusin. Therefore, if it gets lost, you definitely never became a shomer sachar. You were a shomer chinam, and therefore you're not chayv in the achrayus. As long as, though, Tazanta brings, that when you watch it, the money, you should hide it properly. Like we said, put it into the ground, put it by the tefach, by the ceiling of the ground, whatever you need to do. And finally, Mishnah ends, chenvani kebalabayis, divrei Rabbi Meir. Chenvani, this is a person, a shopkeeper, he has the din of a balabayis, because sometimes he's dealing with money, sometimes not. So he's like in the middle of the road, and he doesn't always need the money like a shulchani. He doesn't need to have a lot of change on hand. So therefore, he is a din of like a shomer chinam, like Rashi says. He's doing the guy a favor, and therefore he's not chayiv on geneva and aveda. Rabbi Huda Omer, chenvani kesholchani. Huda says, since there's many times that he needs money to buy schora, the person that leaves money with the chenvani, he obviously is going to be under the impression that he's giving it to him, that the chenvani can actually use it for his own needs, and he therefore has a din of a shomer sachar, and therefore Rabbi Huda Omer, chenvani kesholchani, and therefore he's chayiv b'achriyusan, and he's chayiv on the aveda and geneva.